There you go, Genesis doing a cover of Disturbed's Land of Confusion. No, I'm kidding. Disturbed did a cover of that song.
It is a Land of Confusion. It always it is. It is a Land of Confusion. It's a you love Genesis. I don't know why.
I don't love them.
Well, you put them on
I
a lot.
I love Phil Collins.
You like Phil Collins.
It's almost quarter past day. We've got a special guest.
Our special guest is Max Egan. Now, if you don't know Max Egan, he comes on our show quite a bit. The Crow House, you can go to thecrowhouse.com. He's made a few movies. He's making a movie at the moment. A lot of us are waiting for it. He's made a movie called Big Picture, The Calling, The Awakening. He's written a book, and he has got a very favorable YouTube, and a lot of people around the world listen to Max. Good morning, Max. How are you, mate? We haven't heard from you for a couple of weeks now.
I'm good, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No worries, mate. It's pretty early in the morning here. It's 8:15. Now, Max, what's going on? Last time we had you was right at the early of the time of the year. Now, it's been Australia Day, and it was quite interesting of what happened on that day, Julie Gillard and that whole theatre sport that happened.
Oh, look, that was quite laughable, actually. It was absolute theatre, what happened there. Mm. I actually broke it down on a radio show a couple of weeks ago that I did across America, but it was absolutely theatre, folks. I mean, nobody should believe that what they're saying happened actually happened. Mm. And you can see in the video clip when she's being pushed out and jostled off to a car, the only people that are actually around her are police officers, and they're pushing and shoving each other and jostling each other, so it looks like they're being pushed and shoved and jostled, because they are, because they're doing it to themselves. And they're surrounded by what looks like paparazzi, just cameramen, and there's this guy running along the front with a token shield to push through the crowd, but there's no crowd. Mm. There's no crowd there at all. And the biggest problem, you know, like Julia Gillard falling over and being dragged and all this stuff, it was just the security guards doing it themselves. There's even one scene where she's getting into the car, and there's one cop jumping up and down on the spot to make it look like he's actually doing something. Mm. It's some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, like, yeah, I mean, they're just doing it to try to victimize the tent embassy and victimize protesting and say, no, you know, they're trying to take away more and more rights. And they'll probably try to introduce some legislation or something from it to, you know, further protect the prime minister.
Yeah, that was interesting. They said they haven't had something like that since the 70s. Well, the last acting they did.
Yeah, mate, it was theatre. It was absolute theatre, you know. And you've got to question why these politicians have got all these armed guards around all the time anyway, because the reason they've got all these armed guards around them is to protect them from you, to protect them from the people of the country, because they know that they are shafting the people of this country, they are lying to them, and they are stealing from them, and they are terrified that the people of this country are going to wake up to how much they're being scammed, and they're going to get angry. That's why the politicians surround themselves with these armed guards, because they're a bunch of criminals, and they're scared that people are going to find out about it.
But it was interesting, at that, I had a few friends down there at the Tent Embassy, and what was Tony Abbott and Julia Gillard about 100 metres away from the Tent Embassy? I mean, there's a lot of suspicion about that as well. And how some provocateur came in there, told a few people, and then the next minute they were saying, what, they're there, let's go question what's going on. And the next
Of course. I mean, the information had to have been leaked that they were there. And as you say, why would they be there doing a dinner right across the road from the Tent Embassy on Australia Day when the Tent Embassy is having its little celebration? And Tony Abbott's just been out there making derogatory remarks about the place, I mean, as much as he can.
He was laughing.
Of course they knew.
He was laughing while he was getting pulled down towards the car with Julie Gillard. Gillard was on her feet by that bodyguard sort of scene, you know, my bodyguard from the film. You could see Julia Gillard getting pulled down, and then you see Abbott laughing his head off.
And when Julia Gillard's being held sideways, she's got this huge smile on her face. Like,
oh, I know.
It was theatre.
I know. And they're not very good at it, especially Abbott, the mentally ill nut. Anyway, I shouldn't say that. He's a nice guy. He works for Opus Dei or whatever. So what else has been going on, Max? How's that film going?
Oh, look, slowly but surely. I've had a lot of software problems, and so I've finally found a workaround, and I should be back on track this week, but I've got a couple of radio things to do today, and I've got a big local radio slot I've got to do tomorrow, and I've got to record my show the following day, so it's just finding the time to do it.
Just remember
but
that,
it's coming along.
Yeah, one
but something else that's been happening, mate, is this Chappelle Corby film that's just come out. Chappelle Corby should be the word on everyone's lips at the moment, and if people out there listening haven't seen the film, it's called Expendable. you can go to expendable.tv online and you can stream it from there. Or you can go to my website, thecrowhouse.com. I've got it there on the main page. Every Australian needs to see this film. Watch it, download it, burn copies, give it out to people, do letterbox drops, drop it into shopkeepers, drop it into everybody. I'm going to drop one in every shop in Byron Bay here where I live, and I'm going to go and put a bunch of them on the desk of the police station with a little note saying, just in case you guys ever feel like actually doing your job. And the question on everybody's lips should be, why is little Howard Magoo, why is Alexander Downer, and why is that corrupt scumbag Mick Keelty, the Commissioner of Australian Federal Police, not in jail? They should be taken to Bali. They should be put in Chappelle Corby's cell and left there to rot, and Chappelle should be brought home. You know, the utter corruption of the Australian government, of the ABC Broadcasting Commission, and the Australian Federal Police Force is absolutely shocking, mate. You've got a bunch of sociopaths that sit there in Canberra. They write rules on pieces of paper and they call it law, and they use it to steal everything they can from everybody and to victimise and brutalise the population of this country. They give the police the monopoly on violence so the police can come and assault you, and if you defend yourself, it's called assaulting a police officer and you go to jail for years and years. It's absolutely ridiculous, and the people of this country have to stand up and do something about it, because this country's been stolen from us. It's been run by criminals, coal seam gas mining, the absolute corruption at the highest levels of this government and the highest levels of our police force. We have to do something about it. And I'll tell you, this is why we were disarmed. This is why they set up the whole Port Arthur scam and disarmed this country, because they knew they were about to shaft us and nail us to the wall, which is exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, I was just freaking out about that. We were talking about that before, about no guns, that, you know, this, there's a sort of, the wall's coming. It seems like, you know, and we're going to be stuck with no guns. If there's something, if the shit's going to hit the fan, if America's going to attack China, we've got all these submarines in the Pacific, they're just sort of guarding themselves in Darwin and everything else, we've got nothing. We're stuffed.
Well, yeah, the whole war with Iran, the whole thing that's being set up, the reason we're stuffed is because they're turning Australia into a mine. I mean, we don't really fit in on the global stage as far as military and stuff goes. I mean, this is a country of 22 million people.
Mm.
That's less people than greater New York.
Mm.
So we're an insignificant player in the global military stage, but as far as the global resource stage, we're a major player.
Yeah.
And they're about to strip mine this country, and the people won't let them. But we don't have a choice, because the police have a monopoly on violence, and we have no guns. We have no way of defending ourselves against a corrupt government. This country's already at war. I mean, we're at war from mining corporations, and our governments are simply acting like the highest level of the mining corporations. I mean, the Queensland government, the whole Queensland government may as well be the mining board. I mean, that's all they're doing, is selling the place off. And that's all Julia Gillard's doing as well. They're just working for the mining companies, and they're taking everything they can from this country. And it's shocking, the corruption. It's absolutely shocking. Again, people, get this movie, Expendable. It's terrible production. I wish they'd produced it a little bit better. But
yeah, the Expendable Report. Now, you've seen this. I haven't had the chance yet. It came out about a week or two ago. So they've done a quick job on it.
Well, they've done a quick job. You can see, I mean, Chappelle's in a lot of danger. She's going to die in jail if she doesn't get let out, and she's completely innocent. And anybody out there who thinks she isn't, I highly recommend you go and watch this movie, because she's completely innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've done a rush job on it to get it out, and mm-hmm. good on them. But if you can get over the poor quality of the production, once you get 10 minutes or 15 minutes into the film, it starts bringing you in, and the information that it presents you is absolutely astounding. It's jaw-dropping information, and it shows so clearly the corruption that exists in this country. And the only people who are going to be able to deal with this is the people themselves. I mean, we have to stand up and hold our public servants accountable for their actions, because even in the preamble to the Australian Constitution, it says that the people of Australia are the government of Australia. We hold all the cards. We have the ability to hold our government to accountability, and we need to do it. And it doesn't matter what legislation they've enacted, because the only law in this land is the Constitution of this country, and that can't be changed except by the people themselves.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem that way, because for some reason they just put our carbon tax out, coming out this July, and we have no say whatsoever at all. And that's just the crazy thing. And swapping prime ministers without being elected. I mean, Julia Gillard's still... Oh, no, she is elected. But at that time, that's just showing it. And then sort of putting out in the media that Kevin Rudd might come in just confuse us a little bit more. With the Expendable report, you got the Expendable project as well, which is on your website. What was the most thing that sort of you saw, like just opened the book up about Chappelle Corby? What was the main thing that sort of like you saw? I mean, we know the corruption of it, but what sort of, what you think that would the listeners or people out
well,
there?
Well, the information that came through about the boogie board bag and the weight of her luggage, the weight of her luggage weighed 5 kilos more when it came to Bali than what it, when it went through the check-in in Sydney. So therefore the bags, the luggage was tampered with. They didn't produce that in the trial. But the weight results show that the bag was interfered with while it was behind the scenes in Sydney Airport. And that is huge. That is absolutely huge. Plus the boogie board bag is missing. You know, there's no record of it. Once it goes through past that counter, there's no record of it until it gets to Bali. All the other luggage, there's data on all this luggage, but there's no data on that bag. So that bag was treated differently behind the scenes. And so that shows, clearly shows that it was tampered with, plus the weight of the luggage, 5 kilos over. And then when you see the efforts the government and the ABC and the Australian Federal Police went to withhold information that could have kept this woman out of jail.
So the ABC was involved with this because Channel 7 was, because they had the whole courts with the sisters and everything else and went through Channel 7, which I have had Harold Fenton from Truth News Radio talk a lot about it and how they hit it. Did they talk much about that, about the corporate?
All of the whole Australian media. I mean, the whole Australian media is run by Fairfax and it's all run by two people. You've only got two phone calls away to control the entire Australian media. So, you know, that's a given. But the ABC, they did some really, really terrible stuff. I mean, the ABC is of course, the spokespeople for the government. Mm. It's the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
Oh, aren't we a part of it? Don't we have shares on it? Us
human beings? Well, it's just a propaganda arm of the government. That's all it is. It always toes the government line. And, you know, if the government really wants to get information out to people, people trust the ABC more. You know, it's there. It's stable. The dear old ABC, you know.
Sounds intelligent, like the old BBC, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Propaganda bias corporation.
Absolutely. It's just a propaganda arm of the government. All the reporters in the ABC that worked on these hit pieces, they all should be in jail. Mick Keelty should be in jail. John Howard should be in jail. Alexander Downer should be in jail doing hard labor. That guy deserves to have been drowned at birth. He really does. That would improve the human gene pool dramatically.
He was there with Bali too, wasn't he? Bali, foreign minister. If you don't know it, people, he was our foreign minister for about, through the Howard years, right through, I think.
Yeah, through the Howard years. He had a few different roles at that time, but absolutely disgusting, you know, some of the things that he did and the neglect on behalf of these people. But the weight of the bag, I mean, all of that stuff should have come through. Chappelle begged for forensic tests the whole time. She begged for CCTV footage. She begged for the results of the weight of the bag and all this sort of stuff. And it was all withheld from the trial by the Australian Federal Police purposely. And these are the people that we believe are the protectors of society. They're just basically a criminal gang who have a monopoly on violence. That's all the Australian police are. And we need to wake up to what's going on here because we're being shafted by these people.
We need to do a bloody movie on these things. Sparley, Port Arthur, and this as well should come up. You should be doing it there. Max, listen, can we go into a song there? Can we hold on? I want to talk about these radiation baths that are coming into Australia.
Not a problem.
All right, thanks, mate. Max Egan there from the Crow House. Stay tuned. Listen to Workers Radio Sydney on 88.9 Radio Skid Row, your favourite community radio station down here in America. We've got our favourite person, our best researcher, Max Egan from the Crow House. And Max, we were just talking about Chappelle Corby of Expendable. Radiation, keep calling them radiation baths, but they're actually called body scanners. Now here in Australia, we're going to have them, Anthony Albanese, our Transport Minister, we're going to have them in our airports around July when the carbon tax comes through. Now, what's interesting about this, if you do not go through these radiation baths or body scanners, you will not be allowed to aboard your flight. Now, in America, we know they go around molesting people and touching them in their junks and their bits, but here in Australia, they said if you don't comply, you're not going on the plane. And the funny thing is, in Europe, they've banned them because the fact is that affects your DNA and it makes you sick, and they've banned it over across Europe. Why in Australia, in America, do we have it?
Well, that just shows the corruption of the Australian government. These people do not give one hoot about the population of this country. I mean, these things absolutely damage your DNA. And I mean, they're great machines for perverts because you can see everybody naked. So they're great for child molesters and stuff that can get jobs in airports now and see lots of naked people and naked children if they want to.
Oh, there's a lot of grooming for the molester, is there?
Oh, absolutely. It's a wonderful environment for child molester or a pervert. And it's also very, very damaging for people who go through them. I mean, people should just stop flying. Okay, folks, just cancel all your appointments for a week. Don't fly. If the whole country refuses to fly, then they're not going to be able to keep these things in the airports because these things do irradiate you. It's like going through a very light microwave every time you go to the airport.
Ooh.
These create cancers. These create all sorts of organ problems.
Well, it says on the Forbes magazine, which is, I guess, a reputable magazine if you're into reputabilism. It says when Europe's banned it, the European Union are banning it because it says what you just said, iodinized radiation technology emit enough radiation to theatrically damage DNA and cause cancer. Now, why has our government still doing this?
Because we have a criminal government. The Gillard regime are a bunch of criminal scumbags who don't give a damn about the population of the country. If they did, we wouldn't have things like coal seam gas mining going on. I mean, this is a given, folks.
If you think
these people are sane or care about people in any way at all, just look at coal seam gas mining. Look at what this is doing to the country.
Yep.
And they're getting away with it because they write these little rules on pieces of paper and they call it law. Look, it must be law. Look, it's got a fancy letterhead. So it must be law. And if you don't agree with what I just wrote down on this piece of paper, I've got these guys in blue uniforms who are going to come and put you in a cage.
That's
the sort of government that we have. What they've done is they legislate law out of existence and they replace law with the will of politicians. That's what people don't understand about statute regulations. They are simply the will of politicians that are designed to replace actual law with the will of a bunch of sociopaths, really, which is all our government are. I'm absolutely disgusted in our government. I'm disgusted in our police force. And I'm getting very frustrated at the people of this country because I think this place should be called Apothralia because they're just not standing up and doing anything about it. They're just letting our politicians get away with it. And these body scanners are just the next step. And like you say, they banned them in Europe. Same as GM food. They've banned GM food in Europe as well because
fluoridation as well in
Europe. Because they know all tests on all animals, on rats, on chickens, on everything shows that three or four generations down the line, these animals develop sterility and serious health issues from eating GM food. So three or four generations of Australians down the line, your great-grandkids, these kids are going to be sterile. These kids are going to have enormous amounts of health problems because we didn't do anything when our criminal government was introducing food that damages our biology, which is exactly what they're doing. But Julia Gillard's got this, we don't care about the Europeans. They're paranoid. We're Australians. We're tough. She's got this moronic, we're Australian, we're better than the rest of the world attitude that she promotes to people. The woman, I mean, she needs to be in jail. All these people need to be in jail. And the Australian people have to stand up and we have to reinstate natural law back into this country before we lose our rights altogether. And now our politicians want to irradiate us if we fly anywhere.
That'll be it
for me, folks. I'll be driving everywhere. I won't be using any aircraft at all. I'll be driving.
It's just it's a crazy America and Australia and New Zealand. I'll say that, Shard. I'll put New Zealand in there because
you can say that.
It's funny because Europe always, if there's something wrong, like in France, if they had a major complaint, the whole city would just stop. They'd just drive all their cars. Here in Australia, oh, let's have a beer and talk about it, mate.
Have a beer and forget about it, mate.
Yeah, exactly. So they must laugh at it. I mean, we must laugh at ourselves and, you know, just like you said, sport. And we're just so apathetic and we just get these things. I mean, like you said, we're just living in a fictional world that we have, and I think we're quite brain damaged, I think. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's the fluoride in the water. Fluoride in the water, the alpha ocean, the televisions. I mean, this stuff just messes you up and that's just the way it is. And you know, tell people about all this stuff. And then you can say, oh, the fluoride's dumbing you down. And they're going, well, I don't know. You know, I say, well, hang on, look, I've just told you what's going on, and you don't care. There's a really good indication of how well the fluoride actually freaking works.
But how does that work, Butt Max? You know, like, what do you mean? Like, have you got proof of this? That's what they say. I mean, if they had fluoridation, there hasn't been any deaths or anything. That's what they'll say.
look, the proofs are there, but you have to be prepared to look for it. You know, the proof doesn't come and bite them on their ass so they think the proof doesn't exist. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Proof's there, but you actually have to do the research, folks. That's the thing. Don't just believe what the television tells you or what the newspaper tells you. Go and look at some scientific papers. Go and look at some health reports. Go and look at some of the results that are coming out from the latest fluoride studies out of Europe. But, I mean, you tell people that this is dumbing them down and they don't care. And you think, well, hang on, look, if I told you you were standing on a train track and there was a train coming, you might look up and move. And yet I can tell you that the fluoride is dumbing you down and it's destroying your brain matter and you don't care. You won't even bother doing the research to see if what I'm saying is true. So there's a really good indication of how well this fluoride works.
Well, it does. They'd probably scream, just get hit.
Oh, it's incredible, mate. It's absolutely incredible. You know, but we have to do something about this, folks. I mean, and what we have to do is peaceful non-compliance. We can't have violent revolution. We need peaceful non-compliance, and we need to understand that we, the people of Australia, are the law. We are the government. We are Australia. We are the nation of Australia, and the government are our employees, and they are acting in breach of trust, and they're getting away with it because we're sitting on our asses and watching television and drinking beer while everything that is Australia is being removed from us by these psychotic lunatics that currently inhabit Canberra.
And it, look, we're doing petitions. Now, Shah was saying signing petitions on the website. Does that do anything, you reckon?
Doesn't do a damn thing. Signing a petition tells the government what you think they should do. They don't have to do any of it. You sign a people's mandate. We, the people of this country, hereby mandate that you do the following. If you fail to do so, you've abdicated your right to govern and you will be replaced. This is our will. You know, and if you want to have anything major, you want to have a carbon tax, we demand a referendum. You want to put body scanners in airports, we demand a referendum. Anything that you are going to do that you call law is not law unless it's approved by the Australian people. Screw all your legislation. It's just a bunch of rubbish. It's a bunch of lines written on pieces of paper. None of it has been done with the permission of the Australian people. We hold all the cards, and you're going to do what we say or you can step down. It's as simple as that. And the only reason this doesn't happen is because the Australian people are too apathetic to stand up and make it happen. So get up off your ass, folks, because you need to do this, because all you're doing is freeloading on your grandkids. Now, we are the custodians of freedom in this country. Every generation are the custodians of freedom. And all the government does is remove that freedom from us. And they've been massively successful at it since they introduced television and they regulated the newspapers. This is what has done it. This is what's done it, folks. So it's about time we read the writing on the wall and stood up and put things back to the way they should be.
That's right. We live in a Babylonian Talmud fictional world. That's what they've put it out. They've hypnotized us with their fictions, which we call persons, money, politics, government, uniformal commercial law. It's just crazy. Max, listen, thank you very much for coming on air. Hopefully get that film out there. But you can check out Max on crowhouse.com. You can check his YouTube sites. You've got to... What was your last one you done, Max? You've done Total Criminalization, which I heard got a really good feedback, and also you've just done one recently as well.
The last radio show. I do every radio show I do. I make a YouTube and upload it to YouTube as well. So there was Total Criminalization. There was Regaining Independent Thought.
That's right. Yeah.
And Reshaping Reality, which is what you can do if you regain independent thought, because We've forgotten how to do this. You know, we don't think outside of the box anymore. We think the way our television tells us, and we need to fix that.
Thanks, Max. You're a ripper. Cheers, mate, and speak to you soon.
No worries. Pleasure, guys.
Cheers, mate.
Hey, Max, that was great. Thanks, man.
No worries, guys. Yeah, I'm always fired up when I come on your show.
Yeah, because you just let it rip. That's why I love it.
It's early in the morning. I haven't settled down yet, you know. I get up and I'm a bit feisty before breakfast, you know.
Yeah, it's all the poisons going through after the sleep. You know how you just get rid of the poisons? You wake up, people get pissed off. Their body's just turning. That's what my uncle used to say. He goes up and says, oh, you look grumpy this morning and the poison's coming out of your system. You go, what do you mean? Well, you had a big sleep. Takes you a couple of hours to digest the shit that's going in your system.
Yeah, it's probably right too, mate, all the chemtrails.